All right, we're here at World Dairy Expo at the Arm & Hammer booth. With me is Kurt Seiberling, who is president of Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition. And Kurt, why don't you tell us first what's new at Arm & Hammer?
Well, certainly Arm & Hammer Animal Nutrition, we're primarily dairy nutrition. So it's been a very challenging year for us, like most people in the dairy industry. But we continue to push forward on our products. We have very well-researched products across the line, 7 different branded products. So we're still very committed to the dairy industry and certainly look forward to a better year in 2010.
The impact of low dairy prices and what they've had on producers' ration decisions, what are you seeing out there?
Well, what we've seen this year is really some irrational ration decisions. And I've even met with dairy producers that, and they've said to me, look, I understand I'm giving up some better revenue opportunity and better income, but I'm negative cash flow. I have to do something to minimize how negative I am, and so I'm pulling some products out of my ration. So it's clearly made for some difficult decisions, and I think, you know, eventually some of those decisions have to be reversed.
What are you telling producers about the importance of feed ingredient quality to their herds?
Well, feed ingredient quality is certainly something we're very committed to. I mean, all of our animal nutrition plants are certified by Safe Feed, Safe Food, and we're very committed to that, have been since that program began. And so the consistency and integrity of the feed ingredients are very important, and it is something we continue to be committed to.
You think that if producers are making these decisions in their rations, it's going to have a negative impact on their herd?
But at some point in time, it has to. Perhaps not every ingredient they might take out, but there are definitely some impact over time, whether that's in milk production or health of the herd as a whole.
So how are you helping producers then along those lines?
Well, we continue to, you know, stay true to the message of each of our branded products. I mean, what's encouraging to us is that even in this very, very difficult time, very low milk prices, we continue almost on a weekly basis get dairymen to begin using some of our products for the first time, or they've been off of them for some period of time, and then they realize that they are seeing a negative impact and have come back onto our products. So again, staying true to the message, and all of our products, we've got, you know, we don't just make a claim and say that this might do this, but we know it'll do it before we ever introduce the product to the marketplace.
Well, tell me about the products that you do offer for producers.
Well, we have 7 different branded products. We've got, certainly where we started in the animal nutrition business is buffers. It started with sodium bicarbonate and has evolved into sodium sesquicarbonate, which is our SQ810 product. But the sodium bicarbonate is really where the company Church & Dwight started. And the Arm & Hammer brand logo, when you go to the grocery store, or hopefully in your house, you have a 1-pound box of baking soda that has the Arm & Hammer logo on it. So buffers are where we started back in the 70s. Megalac, we introduced the calcium salt technology into North America in the mid-80s, and Megalac continues to be the market leader in that category. We've got 2 variations of Megalac, or off of that technology, Megalac R, which we've proven through university studies and on-farm studies has a reproduction benefit, better reproduction rates by feeding Megalac R. And Megalac Plus is a Megalac product with a methionine incorporated into it, so you get better bypass of that methionine so the cow can actually use it and makes it through the rumen. So those are the 4 of our products. And we've got BioClore and Fermentin were 2 branded products we acquired in 2002. And BioClore, I'd have to say, is just a pre-fresh product. In 2009, one of the things we've consistently seen is dairymen don't want to take anything out of their transition diet. And so BioClore, we've actually been able to hold our own, if not improve the penetration of BioClore in 2009. And Fermentin is a related technology, helps the microbial activity in the rumen, and both for heifer development and growth, but also in lactating cows. So those 2 products are doing well for us. And then DCAT Plus is our last branded product, potassium carbonate-based product, which certainly has a heat stress benefit, but also through university studies. Most recently at Washington State, we completed a study that shows by increasing the DCAD level with potassium, high-producing cows make even more milk with that in there. So it's worked well for us.
So that gives a good return on the investment for the producer.
Well, all of our products, we focus on the return on investment. The reality is our products aren't necessarily ever going to be the cheapest alternative that somebody might find, but we will back up and we can show how the price that they might have to pay, while it might look a little bit high up front, really the income over feed cost is going to be lower by incorporating that product into the ration.
How can producers find out more about your products?
Well, certainly you can go to ahdairy.com, our website. And on that website, there's a map in there if they want to know. If they'd rather, as opposed to look at the website, meet somebody in person, then go to the website and find out who the salesperson is in their area and contact them directly by phone or email.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. That's Kurt Seiverling here at the Arm & Hammer booth at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.